Time for Hidden History. Charles Fay joins us. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're continuing the cricket theme this week because Frank Laver, who we spoke about last week, one of the umpires who has stood in games that he was involved with, also a Central Victorian, Robert Maxwell Crocker, and obviously a pretty good one too, 32 test matches.
Yeah, a record that wasn't equaled until 1992, which is quite amazing, really.
Yeah, the great Tony Crafter. I knew Tony. Lovely fella. So very good umpire as well. Yeah. So tell us a little about Robert Crockett.
Well, he was born in Hepburn in 1863. And apparently he got interested in being an umpire because of another sort of cricket umpire, Dimboola Jim Phillips, great name, I like that, yeah, who waged a war against chuckers in the 1890s. And that inspired Bob Crockett to become an umpire. And he umpired, I suppose, first of all, in local Sheffield Shield games, and he stood in at his first test in 1903, 1904. The match which he was involved with Frank Laver, that is a fascinating match because there was a guy called Jack Marsh, and Crockett no-balled him 19 times for throwing.
Wow, 19 times.
19 times. And the interesting thing is that Jack Marsh, rather than sort of taking it out on Bob Crockett, picked up the ball and threw the ball at Frank Laver. Apparently, every time he called Marsh for chucking, he was booed by the crowd, which I think shows how serious cricket was between New South Wales and Victoria in that period.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I see also that, particularly at test level as well, that the English threatened at one stage to actually take the team off the field because Crocker had given a controversial run out and the crowd started chanting Croc, Croc, Croc. but the Poms were going to walk off, so could you imagine them trying to umpire and play with today's crowds?
Yeah. I like this one too. Apparently in 1907-8 he refused to single a boundary after a fieldsman deliberately kicked the ball into the fence, trying to keep the striker up, the better batsman up at the striking end. And
right. Gee, so I didn't know an umpire could do that, but anyway, yes, not in the spirit of the game.
I
don't know. Anyway, but the interesting thing is that when he eventually stopped umpiring, he started making cricket bats.
Yeah, apparently the captain of England, Archie McLaren, in 1903 sent Crockett, I think it was six cuttings from a willow tree, and apparently only one of those took, and he grafted onto a local river willow at Shepherd's Flat near his birthplace, and apparently that tree flourished, and they went on to make something like 5,000 cricket bats annually.
Wow. I see Schlesinger took it over. So it was obviously, they were obviously good bats. Schlesinger, big company.
Yeah, I mean, Schlesinger was an English company. Unfortunately, when Schlesinger took it over, they apparently decided that the forest of willows was surplus to their needs, and they basically left them to die.
Oh. It's a shame. Finally, he obviously was a very dour character, as a lot of cricket umpires certainly appear to be, and really didn't have sort of much empathy, it seems. I like this story when, and I don't know how this works, but in 1926, after a match, admirers presented him with a cheque for £1,000, which, I mean, back then would have been a fair old lump of dough.
It's four times the sort of... average wage.
Wow.
So it's a huge sum.
But his reaction was interesting.
Yeah, he just was reputed to have looked at his watch and said, it's time to resume play.
Interesting bloke. Yeah, well, So Bob Crocker, another little chapter of our local area in hidden history. Charles Fay, thank you very much for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, Mark, catch you. Bye.
Okay, all the best. Charles Fay, Hidden History.